Say anything. Call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Approval of the December 20th minutes.
I move that we approve the Board of Selectmen's minutes for Tuesday, December 20, 2016.
I'll second it. Discussion, all in favor? Aye.
Abstain absent.
Aye. Okay, I'm not sure what order some of this is for correspondence. We got a, from the assessor, Diana Kuchar. She's informing the Board of Finance as well as Finance and Selectmen that the new, this year's supplemental motor vehicle list increased by $1,071,931 in assessed value. These bills just went out on Friday. This amount results in an additional $106,318,000 more in taxes to be collected than was adopted as revenue in the budget. So that's a good thing. When it comes to our bottom line in the budget, it's a good thing.
That bill's a pay, yeah.
Of course. The Chamber of Commerce, from Northeast Chamber of Commerce, sent us a letter. Did I give you a copy of this?
I don't have one.
No, I have not.
I didn't get a copy of it. I thought it might have gone there. It just discusses what they've done throughout the year, the successful commitment, and with their volunteers and so forth. And I look forward to another successful year under the leadership of President-elect Stephen Dugas, you know, the board of directors. So they're looking at continuing with a fruitful year and with everything that has gone on. Okay, to all municipal boards, commissions, and committees, from Janet Blanchette, 929 Riverside Drive, a.k.a. the River Mill Public Informational Meeting. Purpose of this memo is to encourage public attendance participation at the subject meeting. In response to information recently received, the Mill Sites Redevelopment Advisory Committee has scheduled a public hearing meeting on Wednesday, January 25th, 2017, beginning at 6... 25th.
Oh, okay.
On 2017, beginning at 6:30 p.m. Snow date Thursday the 26th at 6:30 to discuss the potential future revitalization demolition of the River Mill. Meeting will be held in room 2 of the Thompson Public Library Community Center. This meeting will begin with speakers reviewing the mill's history, potential future, and ongoing brownfield work, and then be open to the public participation. And she had requested that this be read at the meeting, which I did.
And that's at the library, you said, right?
Yes, room 1. Okay, Robinson and Cole, notice of a modification to 347 Riverside Drive, Thompson. It's the Verizon Wireless cell phone tower. They'll be doing some maintenance and antenna replacement. We got our monthly report for the prescription savings that we get for November. Total claims, 28. Total cards used, 17. Cost was $371.54. Average RX cost was $1,327. Price savings at $1,303.94. Average price savings of 46.57, percentage is a 78%. This is for the, since 2013.
Did that get emailed to us?
I emailed that to you, if I'm correct. All right, I got notice that, and I'm looking into this, from DEEP, that we failed to re-register the general permit for discharge of stormwater. Anyway, for the transfer station, WPCF, and Thompson Public Works Garage. And we're looking into the situation with that. You have a copy. I turned it over to our consultant, because I think the transfer station, the highway garage, has been taken care of. We do have a testing firm that does this, and we're looking to see...
You've only got a month, I think, to respond to this, if I understand this correctly.
That is correct.
So time's...
Time is moving. And I spoke with Avril, our consultant for the transfer station, and that, and he was in on Friday. He got a copy. He said he'd be back in touch with me.
He wasn't, on the top of his head, then, he wasn't familiar with the situation.
He believed that the situation should be in control. He doesn't understand why, and he's going to find out, because we do have Lake Shore, and there's an environmental that updates the plans and so forth, so he's looking into that. And the other one for WPCA has been sent over there as well.
Okay. Did they give us any immediate response then about
WPCA?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. We got some general correspondence from the Mercury Group, general contractors. This was a result of the CCM conference that we went to. They sent us a brochure and...
Yeah, I think that's
okay. Yeah. We also got a brochure from LED streetlight conversion program from ESCO, another one that was at the CCM, as if we want to acquire our streetlights. And the Northeast Chamber of Commerce, the 2017 Annual Dinner and Awards Gala on Friday, January 20, 2017, at the Connecticut National Golf Club, 136 Chase Road, Putnam, Connecticut, 5:30 p.m. RSVP by January 13, 2017. 600 per name business table of 10, $100, 120 per couple, 60 per person. Reservations are required. This is in celebrating the honorees for Business Leader of the Year, Mark L. Archambault Civic Achievement Award, Willie Bosquet, Gold Key Award, Rachel LaFleur Johnston. So if anybody wishes to go to that, deadline is the 13th. And that's what I have for correspondence.
I don't have any correspondence, but can we just, on the same storm sewer issue,
yes.
We brought this up in past meetings as well.
The MS4.
How do we stand on getting someone on board to...
MS4, I'm still waiting for proposals from CLA and CFA.
Okay, but I'm just concerned.
Yep.
April's approaching, and I think that's the deadline for that, and we don't want to...
That's correct.
...on that, so it's January now, and...
It goes by quickly.
Before we know it.
Yeah, both of them
have any correspondence. So.
Okay.
No.
Right. Selectmen's comments. All right. As everybody knows, on the 29th, there was the fire up at the Thompson Hill Congregational Church Thursday night at 10 p.m. The call came in. As we know, it is a big historical building up at the Common. There was quite a bit of damage in to the building. I do have to commend the fire departments for a job well done, especially with the weather and everything that was going on that night, to minimize the damage to what it is, because the building is still standing. They did a great job with the resources that they had, calling in the mutual aid from the surrounding towns, the ladder trucks and so forth, and they were out well after 3:30 at night. I think that's when they started releasing some of the equipment, and I know Thompson Hill was in and out of there for the rest of the, probably there that morning and throughout the day with, you know, assisting and so forth. Job well done on that with the fire departments.
Any costs?
According to WINY, that was on their webpage for their Facebook. Excuse me?
We didn't have a price yet.
Cost.
A cost.
Oh, cost. I didn't say cost.
No, no, I thought there was, I thought there was a cost.
It was the, it was electrical fire, so.
Accidental electrical fire.
And that same question is, cost any? And again, just to ask yet another question.
Sure.
Insurance, I read a couple of different guesses about whether they were insured or not. Do you have any?
Don't know officially. God, Steve.
I was up there the next morning and people from, people that work there knew a lot about the building, or it's their church.
Yes.
And he said that they had insurance on the contents.
That's, yeah, that's correct.
But not the.
Not the building, not the structure, not the structure.
Right. And they already had a price of $200,000 to, two contractors basically came in around $200,000 for drying out the building and buttoning it up.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, like not like tonight. I mean, it's wide open.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't, they're not sure what they're going to do. And that was, like I said, that was a couple of days ago. I don't know if they threw tarps up there.
What's the status? Thank you. Just curious.
I had a thought and wanted to comment, and I'll probably remember it after. Okay, on the good note that we're getting able to collect 106 more thousand with the thing, now is the bad side.
You're able to bill.
We're now 29,000 less than we started out with. The governor's office sent out their budgetary cuts to all of the towns within the state. ECS got cut $46,288. Which was a $20 million decrease in the ECS budget.
You don't mean $299, you mean $200,000 or?
$46,000 on what?
Go ahead, say the numbers again, I'm sorry.
Okay. ECS was cut by the state based on their budget deficit by $46,288.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. They came, they had to cut 20 million according to what the governor had proposed in cuts. Now we get to LOSIP. LOSIP, we were to get $88,496 in the paving budget. There was a $30 million cut to the LOSIP fund. We are not getting the $88,496.
We go to zero?
We go to zero. So.
So that's an $84,000 cut.
88,496 cut with LOSIP for paving. So ECS is refunded to the town for the educational that comes in, and the 88,496, which is for the paving.
So the total cuts are 88,496 for
correct.
LOSIP, and the other
46,288 for ECS.
Thank you.
Right. And like I said, we had the increase in the supplementary of 106 that could be, that can be collected if everything works right. 106,318. So, you know, we end up being short.
Somewhat still.
29,000, and where we thought we may have, you know, additional revenue coming in. You know, so that is not good. But.
Do you know if the assessor's comment about the increase is a net number? Does that also figure out any deletions from the tax rolls?
It's based on the.
I read her note.
Right.
And it increased. It says the motor vehicle list increased by 1,071,000.
Correct.
Is that a net number? Does that take into account that we've I'm sure some vehicles are also off the rolls as well? Do you know?
This is all the information that came in for motor vehicle for the new vehicles that are registered.
Right, I understand.
Okay. So the assessed value is 1,007,000, and we have an additional because of the business people buying vehicles and so forth.
Right.
That the additional at the mill rate and, you know, how it...
No, no, I understand, but does this count, does this factor in that there may have been some drop from the rolls?
Well, there's always vehicles that are picked up and dropped.
Right, my question is...
People trade something in.
No, I appreciate that. Is this simply the additions, but doesn't factor in any deletions, or...
She just said this was the additional increase in the, you know, with the, what do you call it, supplemental motor vehicle list that came in.
Do you think this is the net increase, then, you think, as opposed to simply the increase? Sometimes you only get, oh, we added this, and didn't factor in the fact that we lost some things on our tax rolls?
She didn't factor that in.
Oh, didn't factor?
That I'm aware of.
So that...
That I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'm not aware of how she came up with the numbers.
Okay, all right.
She gave it, said, we can collect an additional $106,000 based on the supplemental.
Okay, all right.
I mean, vehicles come and go.
No, I appreciate that. I'm just trying to find out whether we're only looking at the adds, and we didn't consider that we might have had some losses in our rolls.
I would assume that there is some losses here and there, and, you know, I mean, you could consider losses as well as vehicles that can be taxed that we don't collect tax on.
No, I appreciate that. I just don't want to count only the gains we have, and I don't want to ignore the fact that we also, there's $25,000 worth of vehicles that we hoped we were going to tax that we can't now, kind of thing. So that's my question.
I can't.
Okay, that's fair.
I can't answer.
We don't know, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. They replaced three LED streetlights out in the front of the building. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to see them. From here at the bank, there's 1, 2, 3, right up to Main Street over here. It's a new style of LED light that the CLMP has put up for a demonstration to see if we like them or not. It's the way to go, and gives more light. And in the end, it does save electricity and so forth, as LEDs do. We can, if people are agreeable, you know, after seeing what, get some input out there, what they think of the lights, CLMP will just come through and replace them all if we so choose. And of course, the other option would be to buy out CLMP for X number of dollars and then go into a contract with a person to maintain them, and then all the other costs that are associated with that as well. So, but CLMP was looking, because they do get the lights that are burning out, and they do want to put up the LEDs, because it saves money across the board. So please take a look and get some input, what you think of the lights. Another note, John's here, because he's the chair of the building committee. Since we've had the SHR solar project and the stuff over there, he did call me today. He got a... Noel Lafayette.
Okay.
Noel did call and attack me today, and reading the minutes from the various Board of Education and so forth, and the built and stuff that's been gantered about, that it appears that his feeling is that the school would, or the / town would prefer to own the system. Okay? So he threw this out, that something for the building committee to consider. SHR solar project, latest proposal of turning the project over to the town and / Board of Ed for costs incurred to date. If they wish to own the project, as, you know, discussions have, you know, putting it up on the roof, putting up a windmill, etc., getting 70% reimbursement from the state. This is what he's saying.
I'm listening.
And of course, this project's estimated cost to him at $2.1 million. He'd be more than happy to buy him out all of his stuff, and we can deal with the project ourselves, his credits and everything. So.
What's the sales price?
Yeah, what is he talking?
I believe he's got 80. I think he's got somewhere around 80 to 100,000 invested.
Okay.
Into the project, all his engineering and everything. This is a proposal. I told him I would pass it on to the building.
Just to try to understand what he's said, Ken.
He is.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot at all. His if I understand what he's trying to say is, he'll allow us to take his position, whatever that is.
His credits and so forth.
His credits? Oh, his tax credits, you mean?
The energy credits.
His energy credits.
Yep.
For, I'm sorry, $8,200,000?
Somewhere in that area, yes.
And we could.
Run with the project ourselves.
Take the project ourselves.
Okay, that was his latest proposal. But he would still like to continue the project and be the developer and so forth.
Thank you for passing that on.
Okay, so this is just the, of course, he's anxious to, as we all know, move forward with the project.
Sure, I understand that, yeah.
And it is in the building committee to be reviewed and so forth, so I do.
Sorry, just a quick question. Have you had conversations with him as to the development of, or the revamping of the existing committee to include looking at all renewable energy sources? Is he up to date on that as well?
Oh, he's up to date because he sees that they're exploring wind power. You know, suggestion was wind power, the solar on the roof, and other alternative energy type things.
I've gotten a number of, I've been copied on, I don't think I was directly addressed.
And I think I sent you the last.
A number of emails that he has initiated.
Yes.
Regarding this project, so, and I think you might have been the addressee on a couple of them from him.
So, he's still trying to move the project forward.
Sure.
In one fashion or another.
I understand.
So, figured I'd let you know that.
Interesting.
Yes, that one I didn't see coming. I covered everything that I've. The only other comment that I've got that one of our regular audience members and former ethics committee member, Ray Dewey, passed the 23rd of December.
That's a sad loss.
He had been involved with the ethics policy, writing that up, and has been well received when we've had him at our meetings and so forth. He's always been, I ain't get the words, he will be missed. He was one of our regulars that always had some good constructive input, as well as others and so forth.
Most recently, I was involved with attempting to rewrite some of the documents we had, and he made he corresponded with me, helping to edit some of those documents, getting into the wordsmithing of them. He was very constructive about trying to, make them as technically correct as possible. I didn't chat with him on a couple of occasions. He was, as a profession, he was a technical copywriter, and he used those skills to help me, write documents. And I appreciated his inputs very much. He was very constructive in what his efforts were. I mean, he will be missed.
Yes.
I feel his loss. I really feel sorry about his loss.
That's all I have. Do you have any comments?
The inspector from the state, Inspector Coffey, and I were finally able to touch base together and held a conversation this afternoon on my phone about maybe 15 minutes. And it's my understanding that the investigation is still ongoing at this point with regards to the road list issue that has been brought to the attention of the state.
A couple of things. One, again, I did touch on it when you talked about the MS4 storm sewer registration and management plan. Just want to make sure we don't drop the ball on that. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm just concerned that April will be upon us before we know it, and I'm glad we're not dropping the ball on that. The other thing is, budget time is coming up, but it is on our agenda here further on. I've talked to Orla a couple of times. I've sent her a couple of emails, and suggested to her that that she and I make an offer to the fire departments that if they need any help, I'd be willing to help her put together some sort of budget workshop for the fire departments. I know that they're firefighters; they're not accountants. But if they need some help in constructing their budgets to make their presentations more useful, I'd be happy to help. I'm not a great teacher or anything, but if I could assist in any way, be happy to help her or in any way assist in preparing those budgets so that they help the town understand what the fire departments need. Again, I offered my assistance in that area, and hopefully she'll contact the fire departments to see if there's a, and you're the only one here, and for a look to, don't mean they won't focus on you, but to assist the fire departments in preparing their budgets for the coming year. Again, if they wish or need any assistance in that area. I think last time, some of them struggled with helping explain what their needs were, so I wanted all to help them, help themselves, so to speak, in preparing for the coming budget season. That's really all I have.
Thank you.
Oh, and Sharon, you weren't here last time, but I did want to mention, if you had heard, Bobby beat me.
Well, you must be really worrying about next year already.
I am worried.
Okay, citizens' comments. Mr. Pimentel.
Don Pimentel, 47. Question to clarify on the recorder. Why did we purchase a new recorder? Can you explain to us how we did it?
We had, there's been a lot of conversation about getting the thing up on the webpage. The format has been difficult to the other format, which was MSV or MVS or whatever it was, to convert over and upload. We looked at, you know, getting some unified recorders. MP3 is one of the more user-friendly ones between computer and, you know, just about everything, and that was the reason that we had looked at it and gone into that, and thinking that it'd be a lot easier to use. I know your question, or what has been raised, was the size of the file, and yes, the file on an MP3 is a little bit bigger. The MP3 is easier if we need to make a disc to give it to somebody that wishes to come in.
It's 10 times bigger, but we don't care about that as long as we can get the copies for the people.
Correct.
Because the size is unlimited on the website, right? It doesn't matter about the room.
Yeah, they back up.
I just want the facts to be.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The MP3 is easier to go. It's a little bit, it's a bigger file.
So it was a good thing that we got this.
Yeah. The other format was basically hard to get, not usable by anybody.
Yeah, you always have to go somewhere else. That's what I thought why we did it. I just want to clarify it so people know. My second comment is to Shane. I'm glad that you finally got a hold of the Chief State Attorney's Office. I appreciate that. And that's all I got right now. Thank you.
John?
Shane, I see how you weren't here last month. It had been 17 years since Army won.
I think I was alive back then.
Question, did you care about
this? John Rice.
Go ahead, Don.
We have something coming up about the library, right? I mean, when is that date?
I haven't set the date yet. I need to meet, and I plan to meet tomorrow with the...
And my question is, do we have an actual price? Does anybody know we have the price that we're talking about? I want to understand that we're going to get a grant for $50,000, I heard. But we have to do that, we have to have a figure out there so we can get that grant. Am I right to say that? I want to know if that's the truth.
There is a maximum grant of $50,000.
That we can possibly get.
We can possibly get. It's a performance grant that we have to do the work first and then get reimbursed
if we get the
grant.
Apparently vote for this to put this through.
Yes.
We have a figure. Does anybody have a ballpark?
We have a figure up to $200,000.
The reason I'm asking, you know, someone called me today, I heard that library was under $250,000. I'm going to ask tonight. I don't believe that for a second.
No, the Board of Finance agreed to appropriate up to and go out from $200,000.
And I did relay this message.
$200,000.
Oh, it was raining today, just like that church. I did some research on the church. It burned down in '87, too. We had a fire in '87. The board of directors decided to cancel the fire insurance. And now we're going to burn down. Well, no, it just
saved at that time, too.
You saved at that time, too, obviously, but the point is, the damage was just as bad then.
Well, the steeple was the other end.
Steeple.
And now we have this damage, and you think it would be almost mandatory if they have fire insurance.
The reason was mandatory is because they owned the building outright.
Right, but my problem is that building is in our town, and we're going to look at the eyesore if we don't fix it. Are you looking at us?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Nobody else? All right, I'm going to go back to, if I may, back to Selectman's comments. I forgot to mention one thing. Effective January 8th, which is next Sunday, our Register of Voters, Ada Temple, has decided to retire. Okay.
She's got 10 more good years.
So it becomes effective, and what happens with that is the current deputy, which is Carolyn Wurge, moves up. And then from there, she picks a deputy to do that, which is part of the registrar's. So she, effective January 8th, based on her, what I would like to do, and I will propose this at the next meeting, is based on her, and we've done similar things in the past, based on her many, many years of service to the town and a variety of things that she has done, especially the rest being the last few decades of the Register of Voters, to do a proclamation.
Sure.
Okay. For, and I'll coordinate that and see if for the next meeting.
That sounds great.
Okay. And I think it's
very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Mm-hmm. So I will be putting that together and see what we can do with that. So, and that is it. Other business got moved around. Usually it's
further down.
I don't have anything for other business.
No, I haven't touched
on
that.
No.
Okay. Road list, the placeholder is still there. We'll have some discussion on that at the appropriate time.
Hopefully soon.
Well, definitely during the budget season. That is for sure. And let me find. And the next thing is, I had the sheet. We'll start.
It is.
Somewhere over here. If we can narrow down some dates. I know Steve is going to be away. There it is. What I had, Marie put down, and Steve, when you, based on the stuff that you gave us when you were going to be around and when you were not, Shane, I had spoken with you to give it. I'm currently available. The sooner we start, the better.
Well, that's all.
Okay. So, if, you know.
Nothing in January?
Well, you got January 30th and 31st, and I'm all for doing that.
Sure, okay. The 31st is probably not going to, because I'll be in traveling probably. I'm in Fort Lauderdale on the 1st, so as I mentioned in my...
yeah, I wasn't sure when you were leaving or whatever.
I'm in a conference on the 1st and the 2nd,
yep.
So I'm going to almost certainly be traveling on the 31st. And on the 3rd, so those 2 days will be travel days. Unfortunately, the 31st is probably unlikely to be available. You know, I might be available in the early in the morning or something, but I don't have flights or anything at this stage.
Yeah, I would think if we do it, we do it first thing in the morning.
But I don't know what the schedules are or anything, so yeah. At this point. So,
and I know the week of the 20th through the 24th.
But how about earlier? How about in January? Like the last week of January, anything?
I'm hoping that we have everything back and ready to go. Oil was getting that stuff out today. So what do you got?
I just added some, you know, I know that I'm free in some of the afternoons versus morning for some of those.
This is when you are available or not?
I just wrote down after a certain time or in the afternoon.
So that's when you are available.
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
Yep, and that may be subject to change. I really don't know yet my travel schedule for work.
That's not going to work then, because for me, at most, I'll be available early in the morning then.
I mean, I could do early that morning, like, actually, what is that, the 31st?
Yeah,
it have to be probably really early. Let me see. Yeah, I leave town by like 8:15 that morning, so unfortunately, the 31st won't work.
Yeah, I might be leaving at roughly the same time kind of thing.
Mm.
But what about the week before that? Or do you
a few days I'm available that previous week, if we can get stuff in.
I remember my schedule. I sent off what was available to everybody. Of course, I didn't bring it with me.
Well, this is what you put down.
Yeah, but we don't have January here. Yeah. January's not listed on this. But I think the week before that, the last week of January, I think was good for me.
The last week of January would be the 23rd through the 27th.
I think that was good for me. The 16th through the 20th, I know is I'm out.
Cutting it short, too. Oh, you're out, yep. I know the 24th I would be available that Tuesday.
Okay.
If you want to check your schedule, Steve, and then...
The 24th is, the 16th to the 20th is a bad week for me. And how about the weekends? Are anybody available weekends?
I think it's also a matter of getting the... those third parties here.
Yeah, because a lot of the department heads and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd be coming in. During the week, it's usually easier if they... come in. You know, we do have to do, you know, with the fire departments and some of the other social services stuff.
Sure.
You know, we do a night meeting, which we've done in the past.
I know Killingly has done a few Saturdays in the past, but it's been like one Saturday for like 4 or 5 hours straight.
Sure.
And to get it out of the way,
but you're all good on the 24th?
Yeah, 24th is good.
Yes.
Was that Tuesday? Or Wednesday? Whatever.
Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday? Okay.
Okay. Time?
Yeah, whatever. I'll make it whatever you want.
Currently, I'm free all day.
Okay, what time do you want to start?
I'll be whenever you want me. I'll be here.
9 o'clock in the morning?
Sure.
10 a.m.?
Excuse me?
9
a.m.? I thought you said 10 a.m.
So did I. I heard that.
9, 10, whatever.
We can get quite a bit done, so. And if we have to do...
So 9, we'll start at 9?
Start at 9, okay. And we can probably accomplish quite a bit.
Okay.
How about the 25th, 26th, 27th?
Currently free during the day.
On which one?
25th, sorry. 26th. After 12. And 27th, I would have to get back to you on it, just to see if it's a half day for my son.
But you're looking at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think we had like 6 sessions, if I remember correctly. Okay, so.
Get it. Yeah, we could get half of it done then.
We can get quite a bit done. So, and then...
Especially if we start, if Steve, if you confirm that some of those days are good for you too, to get, you know, the NDDH and all those Meals on Wheels, TVCCA and stuff, those ones out of the way during that time, I'm sure they must have their budgets in place before some of our department heads.
The requests have started to come in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, good.
Again, I sent it to you last week or something about what I was available. But I'm pretty sure that 25th, 6th, and 7th.
You said that was a good week for you.
A good week, yeah. So we're good days, and you know, I'll be here when you want me.
All right. So that's 3 days.
That's 4 days, Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah, with the optional question mark with Shayna on that day.
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah. But that's four full day, that's 4 days a week, and, you know, 2 or 3 hours, we can get quite a bit done. Okay, all right, if we go the week after, the 6th through the 10th, Shayna's got...
Okay.
This week here.
Oh, I'm free, so...
You're free. So...
I'm not free, but I'm not too expensive.
Now, when you say early AM on the 6th, what do you mean by early AM?
I mean before 12. So 9 to 12.
Okay.
We could do 8:30, but I don't know if that's too early.
Yeah, 9 to...
Yep.
9 to 12, roughly. You're free after 12 on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, of course, you're free after...
Free in the afternoon on the 10th. So by afternoon, probably, again, by, you know, 12. 12 on.
All right. That's potential of 7 dates, and we got the week after.
And the 13th through the 17th is, at least for me, I'm...
Yeah, then we got...
So if we have any reason, we have to...
And we still got to schedule a evening meeting to get that done.
Yeah. Well, the days that I said I'm not available, I'm out of town, kind of thing.
No, I understand.
That's not a...
Yeah.
So evenings are not good those days, but...
No, I understand. That means you said you're out of town.
Right. But the other ones, when I'm here, I can do it evenings or weekends, as I say, or whatever.
The week of the... that week here, the 6th through the 9th.
Yep.
Obviously, we can't do an evening meeting on the 7th because that's a regular Board of Selectmen meeting. How are you on the 9th, the 8th or the 9th? If we did any, you know, an evening, 6 o'clock.
I'm free in the evening.
So if we figured the 8th in the evening...
Okay.
That would pretty much cover our basis. That gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 meetings. If we need to. If I go with what's there. Because we have definite three here.
So do
Friday is
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, January 24, 5, and 6.
Yep.
Okay, so those days we want to definitely have meetings.
And what time are we looking at on the 25th, Shayna?
I'm free all day, currently.
So 9 o'clock. Okay. The 24th, 25th, 9 o'clock, 26th, noontime. Question mark on the 27th. Mm-hmm. You said you'll find out.
Yep.
Okay. The 6th. 9 to 12, the 8th, 6 p.m., the 9th we can do at noontime, and the 10th we can do at noontime, which gives us plenty of meetings, and if we need to, and we still get the following week to schedule if we need to do anything further.
Okay, let's post the special meeting notices up now so that we don't have... you know, issues with meeting a notice and timeliness.
This will be the schedule. I got to figure out which departments, what days are coming in.
But we can still, I think we can still post the agendas now, special,
Yeah, but usually you name which on the agenda.
Who year?
I don't think we did last time. I think we just put...
I'll verify it.
I think we just put...
do you mean to make sure we reserve space or just to have them posted for people to schedule?
So for FOIA requirements. I think we just...
We can do budget, but we do have to... I've got to let the...
I thought we listed last year.
I'll double check.
Whatever. Just want to make sure.
But we didn't list the time, so that way, I mean, on the agenda.
Case one ended early, one went late. We didn't have set times.
Right.
It started at 9 and ended at noon. somebody could come in early.
We did not figure.
Right, the only ones that we had concerns with was the ones that were coming in the evening, specific times. But as far as the departments themselves are in the building already.
Right.
And you can get them, you know, written down and so forth.
And then the evening one is just fire department, or is there somebody else?
That could be TVCA, that could be Access, that could be Meals on Wheels, it could be Teague even.
That's what I thought, Teague did them in the evening once.
We did them in the daytime, if I recall.
Sometimes they ask for a night.
Okay.
Depending on what their schedule is.
Okay.
And we do try and accommodate that fashion. I know the fire departments, we do have a pretty good discussion, and they do come in and so forth, so. All right, we'll start to.
We only have one representative here, what's typically good for you in terms of days or evenings or whatever?
Usually I talk to the other guys.
Or never. I'm sorry.
Evening.
Evenings are better, typically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll be shooting for the 8th of February for that evening, we'll get the word out. And of course, we'll coordinate with Orla for the general accounting practices that we need for them, you know, so that way they come up prepared.
I know Steve had offered help to the fire department, but I think I recall maybe six months ago or so, that Shannon mentioned that she's going to come up with a template, so you're not getting five different versions of.
Would you rather that versus the budget workshop sessions that Steve and Orla want to set up, or do that alongside?
Well, I just thought that maybe, you know.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm happy to do that still, yeah. Yeah, we had discussed that. Would that be helpful for them?
Both, I guess, why not, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought it was for equipment.
I think the banner, because I was a little, I don't feel that I was very informed.
I thought it was for some of the fire departments.
Like an inventory?
Being able to understand.
Thanks for a budget, but.
Be able to support you with, you know, in terms of understanding what you needed and.
I think they all have an inventory.
I know that Orla was going to put it together.
What I'll do is I'll talk to Orla about the template.
Give her some ideas, I know Steve was going to work with her.
Yep.
Between you, Orla, and Shana can give some ideas, I've already talked to Orla. You know, anybody that looks at our budget book, you know, shows the individual line items, 12, 13, you know, 13, 14.
Multiple years, what you spent on various categories.
It gives you an average of what's going on.
So it gives you an idea of what you might need for the coming years, what the basic schedule is.
And then, of course, there's always a capital, you know, expenditure line item, you know, the equipment that, you know, like the hose or.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, something that you're planning for that you expect to have, you can't predict, you know, if the truck goes down or, you know, something gets lost or whatever that is unexpected, but, you know, turnout gear, whatever it may be, the long-term buying a truck, whatever it may be. And you start putting that long-term, just like we do here when we replacing the fuel tanks or buying a forklift or whatever, it all goes into our capital and it's the same way. Okay. Good. I'll talk with Orla, I'll get this made up, and we've got some dates to go with, and Shana, you will let me know on the.
27th.
27th.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
What did you have for a time on the 25th for starting?
9:00.
9:00 on the 25th? Okay, thank you.
And I'll have these emailed to you.
Okay.
After the calendar is set up. Orla will have some work ahead of her to get it that week, but that week up. Anything else on budgets? I mean, we got the schedule. Okay, building committee recording secretary. As Steve knows and Shana knows, we did go and ask for $900 to the Board of Finance, and they did agree to that, and that there will be a transfer of funds at the appropriate time to do that. I know John's here tonight for this. It had been mentioned, they had a proposal for somebody to do it. I don't think John, if you would explain the involve, what's involved with your recording secretary, et cetera.
Well, as we get into the programs, as you mentioned, the solar, I don't know how much to be involved with that, but the major, I would think, is the two fuel tanks that have to be removed. Just that there's a lot of correspondence back and forth to the state for reimbursements and updates of where you're at, especially with the fuel tanks. And seeing the recommended person that the committee suggested was Danielle Pedersen, in that she had done a lot of paperwork on the fuel tanks for the last removal. And the majority of correspondence for reimbursement, et cetera, goes through the state, from the state to Dr. Jolin, actually, for the school. So that was our primary reason for selecting Danielle, in that she is familiar with all the paperwork that's required. The next item was the roof. There's 100,000 square feet of roof that has to be replaced up there. And again, that's at currently probably a 71% reimbursement. So as you know, when you get a reimbursement, there's 5,000 pieces of paper that has to be developed for the state. So that's primarily why the committee selected that individual. But she's been through it before with the current removal of the fuel tank.
Through you, if I may ask John some questions.
Go ahead.
So my understanding is that you're looking for just a recording secretary, because it seems like the scope of work would go outside of a typical description for a recording secretary.
Well, it's doing all the agendas and all the projects, keeping up with the paperwork. That's why, rather than, I think the normal usually around here is $100 for a meeting where an individual just types up an agenda.
Right.
Well, this is going to include filing and developing paperwork, keeping track of everything, and it's going to be a mountain of paperwork to keep track of.
Now,
especially when we get into that roofing, because I've been through that before.
When you talk about some of the reimbursement paperwork that needs to be submitted to the state, I'm wondering if there are experienced personnel either on the Board of Ed side or here at the town, like the town planner or something, who deals with, you know, grant applications and submissions and stuff like that, who would have the time or wherewithal to do that as opposed to a recording secretary doing that. I'm just trying to understand the position, because it seems like it's more than just what we normally hire for a recording secretary.
Well, I think between, you know, the committee will be developing a lot of that paperwork that has to be submitted, but Danielle or whomever, someone is Danielle, but will be typing and processing all that paperwork. As far as going out for grants or RFPs, definitely would come through the town planner in the selectman's office for that type of thing. But all that material has to be kept in one location and taken care of.
Now,
and the, like I say, the ideal, as we feel, is the committee, the majority of the work at the current time is up at the school. If we had a project going on down here where we had to access records and things of that nature, I would think, yeah, we probably have to get more people involved down here.
Right.
But I only see the involvement with Mary Ann requesting an RFP to select and opening up these RFPs, and here you go, building committee, take care of from here.
Okay. That's, so, yeah, so that's what's happened.
That's
what has been done, because obviously committee is an advisory group or entity. So things that are submitted to the state, is the committee first of all getting approval from the necessary elected board or commission prior to submission, or they're just submitting it?
We just submit it.
And then the second.
I mean, all I can address is the oil. the fuel tank that we just went through. Bill Burst Danielle typed out that information, and we just forwarded it to the state. Bill Burch and I, at one time, we had to go to the state to explain everything in Hartford, but...
Gotcha. And how many people are on the committee right now?
Seven.
Is Danielle the same one that's up at the school?
Yes.
Okay.
When you did the oil tanks, John, I know that Orla took care of the payment of the bills and so forth, the financial. What did Mary Ann do? She didn't do anything in that? So any of the programs?
I don't know. At the beginning, I came in, as you know, pretty much after everybody.
But I think the financials we took care of because we had borrowed the money.
The committee's going to have to come back. Once we get an RFP as to what we think the cost may be, we definitely come back to the selectmen. The selectmen are going to have to go to the Board of Finance and request money, as they did with that oil tank.
But the school itself, normally under any grants or any of that stuff, they normally take care of that themselves.
Right, yeah.
So that would be coming out of whoever the superintendent decides to handle that paperwork up there.
Through the committee.
Well, the building committee is the one that's overseeing the contractor and, you know, that type of stuff and the specifications of that project. But when it comes to the actual filing of the paperwork and so forth, it's actually either the town or the school that is going to be doing that, because those representatives have to sign off on all the paperwork.
Which will be the school at this point.
Yeah, because whenever we have a project down here, you know, when I have a project here, like with the sewer that we're working on and so forth, the town planner does that. She's an employee here. She does it during the day and, you know, works it in that fashion, and then, you know, we take care of it. So you're really looking for a recording secretary.
Well, so that's why I'm, so for me, I'm...
There's more to it than that.
Right, so for me,
we just can't have this individual go off in a meeting and say, like Ms. Tina's doing, and record the minutes and send out the minutes, and that's it. Where is all this paperwork going to go back to?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It can't be coming here, and then we're going to transfer it from here, go to the school for approval. I'm trying to avoid that. I don't think we need a third person, because all the information that the state needs has to be signed off by Dr. Joel and the school, as we do with the current tank.
Correct, and that would be coming out of his staff.
Right, so for me, I'm trying to figure out, I'm wondering how we can better streamline the existing individuals that we already have to take the paperwork, have the committee say, this is what needs to be done under our recommendation as a committee, this is what we feel needs to be done, this is what needs to be submitted, and the paperwork to, for the fuel tanks, obviously, it would be, like you stated, the superintendent's office, and then they deal with that paperwork, and then just let you know what's been done. I feel like the committee doesn't have to do as much work as it's taking on. In terms of paperwork, paper trail, phone calls, filing.
Well, we're doing it now for the oil tanks, so I don't know.
And I feel like you guys are getting, that's great for the school, because they're getting a great free service right now from you guys doing all that work, but I'm concerned that I want to make sure that, you know, that the correct people are submitting the paperwork from the superintendent's office, versus if we hired someone like Danielle and she's doing it, you know, whatever, at home in her home office and sending it.
I don't think it's that. What she is going to be doing is the filing, and all this material is going to come through the committee. As I deal with what we're doing with the oil spill now, is that we have a consultant, CME, responding to a lot of the charges and things that they're filling. Matter of fact, we got a meeting with them today. And they do a lot of the paperwork, but we, as the committee, approve it. Like, you know, what they're going to do. We have to approve what he's going to be charging us for. Like, he's doing surveys of wells within the five, the state required us to do a survey of water within 500 feet of the school. Now, that included homes across the river on St. Joseph Church property.
Right. Well, from, and again, and I'm not trying to knock in any way what the building committee does, but my understanding was that a committee for a town is advisory, and that you would then say, this is what we recommend, send it to whatever the appropriate entity is, and have them approve it, and then do the paper trail. Approval doesn't come from a committee, they just come up with the recommendation, is what I'm understanding.
I don't know if that was the charge of the committee or not. Did we look at that? We were under the assumption that we're doing everything.
Yeah, and to me, that seems like, that, again, that's great, but you guys are doing a lot more than is necessary, and I don't want those committee members either to feel like they're stretched too thin and doing what they're supposed to be doing. Approvals need to come from, my understanding, is elected officials.
That, well, depending on
and
what
or superintendent
project,
or, you know what I mean.
Depending on what project, it's either the Board of Selectmen and or the school.
Because what my concern is, John, is that if a committee member decides to resign, you know, whatever it is, and we submitted paperwork, let's say 2017, 2018, there's an issue with that paperwork, and that person's gone, can't be held accountable, whereas there's more of a paper trail and a process in place if the committee sends its recommendations to the school, which is the entity responsible for the fuel tank situation, in approving and submitting their paperwork.
But Danielle isn't submitting this paperwork. She's just developing, recording, and the committee approves everything. At least that's what we're doing now. Everything that the committee does, whether it's responding to the state or with the contract that we have with CME, or even with the person that came in, that Crop Industries that was doing the environmental stuff, everything went through the committee for approval.
Does my concern make sense?
That I think I don't want to get too many people with having to approve things.
Correct, but at the same time, appointed committees need to send their recommendations to the appointed or to the official entities who are the official authoritative figures to send things to the state. Like, for my understanding is, like, when I look on the on certain town websites, it'll say there's a, you know, process in place. The committee refers to, like, building committee refers to, in this circumstance, it's different because you do town and school projects. But, like, our renewable energy committee, for example, in the past, they would create or come up with and hold meetings and things, and then they would bring their recommendations or their findings to the Board of Selectmen, and then the Board of Selectmen has, on them to deal with it. It shouldn't all be on, the building committee.
You look at that renewable, and they had three meetings, and then it went poof, it was gone. Because I copied all their meetings, I copied everything that came up with SHR for the selectmen's meetings, and it kept on going around like this.
John, who kept track of all the paperwork for the fuel tanks up at the school?
Bill Birch.
Because he is the head...
He's the advisor to the committee.
Yeah, but Bill is also the, what do you call him?
Facility manager.
So it's basically his project. He's walking it through with the help of the building committee to give guidance and input. So your recording person would be recording secretary to take care of the minutes that Ray was doing for us already.
Right.
Okay. So that way, not one of your members is trying to write and have your discussions and keep up with everything. You have your recording secretary. So if it comes down to, you know, filing for the, you know, reimbursements, grants, and so forth, just like we have here at the town, we have the town planner. There is somebody up at the school that takes on these projects and controls them.
Well, I would think that the Board of Ed would have to approve anything that's moving forward with the state and fuel tanks.
So your recording secretary is going to take care of your paperwork, just like we do here, as we have what you do at P&Z, and, you know, and so forth. I mean, there's a very structured thing that gets done. But as far as completing a grant and so forth, your recording secretary is not going to do that.
Well, Nor do we think it's going to.
And it shouldn't. They're just documenting what's going on at the meeting, sending out the notices that you're having a meeting, posting the agendas and the minutes, and that's what that person's supposed to be doing. During the day, if you need legwork to talk to a contractor or whatever, then that should be Bill Birch or going through the superintendent's office, because that stuff is done during the day, and that's when it's done, and they're on the clock to do it at that time.
Or building committee members to hold the conversations and then report back to the school.
And who's doing all the filing of paperwork and layouts? Well, once we get an architect to do that roof, you're going to have paper like this.
That, I think.
Whatever the project.
Right.
The facilities manager at the school would do that.
Right.
Or the selectman's office if it's a town project.
Right.
I think that's probably where those.
It's more than.
Projects going to lie, more than at the building committee, to be honest with you, I think.
Yeah.
This conversation sort of makes me want to go look at the charter of the building committee.
The charge, yeah, agreed. And I think that it would be a conversation to have with the superintendent and Board of Ed, what, you know, the process that's been in place is it. I would think that the Board of Ed and or someone needs to sign off and give the official go-ahead of the approval of submitting not just the committee members.
Oh, sure. Everything went through.
Bill or Jolyn?
Joel.
It sounds like the responsibilities you're taking on are far greater than what I would have expected, to be honest with you.
And we're already paying people that can do it during their hours. I'm just trying to lift the burden while also making sure that the process is where it needs to be. So I think it would definitely be a question for the school, for the building. I think we should look at the charge anyways, because if it's a town issue, we're going to run into the same thing. We don't want building committee members to have to take on work that can be done by our town planner and other experts here.
In a timely fashion, this stuff has to move along. And,
sure.
We've been at Mary Ann. I don't know how much is on her plate.
Sure.
Look at the thing.
And she handles the stuff here for the town, and rightfully so, with assistance and so forth. But that the school has to have their Mary Ann up there somewhere, okay? So you need a recording secretary to do your minutes, to do your agendas, and keep track. Just, you know, I mean, Tina does it for us. I take the paper, she types up the minutes, and, you know.
I think I understand your concern.
Marie takes care of the rest of the stuff back at the office. And files the paperwork and so forth, just on a standard meeting when nothing is done.
I kind of envision the building committee is sort of helping the town in the areas where we had issues where the school had, there are projects in our community that are broader than simply the school or the town. Where, you know, and the solar project is sort of one of those where it's bigger than either just the town or just the school, where we really needed the help of some entity that could look at the needs of both and help us out in the sense that, hey, what's a solution for our energy problem that will solve the issues of facing both school and town, kind of thing, and help us out in that area more than necessarily fixing a fuel tank issue at the school, because the school should be able to handle that, or the fuel tank at the town garage, because I think the town should handle that. That would be my concept.
No, I agree. And I think that, John, I understand. I think that the issue is making sure that the projects that the building committee has and the answers that they need and the paperwork that needs to be filed is all done timely. And it, from what I'm hearing, it seems like you're just concerned that different entities may already be overburdened with their own work. And it sounds like in a typical situation, if we had the funds, we would probably need to hire a consultant or someone who could just take on these projects and submit it without having to worry about going here, there, and everywhere. But at the same time, I want to also make sure that we're respecting what, you know, general state statute says in terms of making sure that certain things are approved by the appropriate boards and commissions or overseen by, you know, one person, whether it's Bill Birch and or the superintendent or whatever. So I'm not sure what.
But basically, depending on what the project is, the town is going to take care of part of it. The school is going to take care of their part. and the recording secretary that's assisting you in getting your stuff done to lighten, you know, the paperwork and scheduling the meetings and so forth, that person's going to take care of that. And from there, if it's Bill Birch or, you know, Neil Breen or whatever for a project up there, then they get involved and they make sure that, you know, the grants and stuff are carried and moved through.
And who would you think would suggest that, say, the solar program that pretty much started with the town? Who in the town would take that on?
Will you bring recommendations to the Board of Selectmen?
I think the building committee is sort of our answer to that, because it's a project that's more than simply a town issue or a school issue. It's one that needs somebody to help us look at the needs of both entities. And I think there might be a third entity, but, you know, somebody that looks at the needs of both and can look at the needs of both and come up with a solution for both, as opposed to the town only looking at the town hall's needs, so to speak, and the school looking at only the school's needs. So here's where the committee like yours can look at the needs for both and come up with a solution for both, as opposed to, again...
And then report those solutions to, from the joint meeting that we all had, then... come back and regroup where the building committee reports to and gives their recommendations and their findings to Board of Selectmen, Board of Education, and the Board of Finance members that were involved and interested. And then once we hear the recommendations, then those entities have to take those recommendations and do what they need to do with the authority that they have, if that makes sense.
Anyway. The person that you're expecting is going to be doing, you know, the agendas, the minutes, and gathering.
Can I suggest then probably the board come up with the scope of responsibilities for the secretary, so to make sure we don't give her more additional work?
Well, it sounds like the charter for the building committee is, your committee is, can and probably should do that, because they're working for the committee. But maybe we need to look at the building committee's itself charter. The questions that are coming up make me want to look at the building committee's charter and make sure I understand what the charter is. At least that raises the questions in my mind.
Well, you know, basically what he's describing to me is like the recording secretary is going to be the project manager.
Yeah, that's not
what a recording secretary is.
That's right. But what we need is somebody's going to keep track of all the paperwork
and again,
one person.
And again, that works out very well. My only concern with that, John, is when you're off hours, we pay the secretary. Okay, so they get paid for the meeting. It's at 6 o'clock at night. They're coming. They're getting paid for that meeting. And if there's additional paperwork and it has to do with the school, whoever the school, whether it's Bill Birch or whatever, he's already getting paid. That's what their job is, to be the project manager or whatever for that particular item. Well, it's the same thing if I'm doing something at the highway garage and Leo's doing it. Leo's in charge of the highway garage. We have our discussion, and he facilitates and brings all the paperwork in.
When you did the tank at the town garage, who oversee the whole project?
The Board of Selectmen oversaw that and the highway foreman.
Maybe there should have been a building committee that said, hey, maybe we only need one fuel tank for the town and school combined. Then maybe that would have been an appropriate thing. I think we're long past that point where we consider that. But you know, maybe that would have been an appropriate thing to consider. But you know, that's I think that stream is that was
so
under our prediction.
Your perfect scenario right now is if you go with the person that you want, is integrated into the school. They get paid for the after hours to do your recording, and whatever they do during the day, contacting a contractor, dealing with the state or whatever, the school's paying the bill. Okay, because other than that, you're looking at, because I do that here with Mary Ann, she, you know, she takes care of it all, or whatever the case is, and follows the paperwork.
Is the building committee on the Board of Ed agenda regularly to report anything, or
no? What we're doing is just submitting the minutes of the meeting
to them.
Yeah.
Okay, and so they never ask you to come in.
The Board of Selectmen and the Board of Finance is going to be on that.
Okay.
On the email list for the for the minutes. So that way everybody keeps up to speed what the committee is doing. And if they have questions, just come to the committee at the next meeting.
I would be happy to look at the charge and then to perhaps have a joint meeting with superintendent and/or Bill Birch, and to make sure that, you know, that everyone is doing what they need to do. We're on the same page, and utilizing the committee for what it's intended for, and making sure that it's not having to do additional work. Obviously, that these are paid, these are volunteers, and want to make sure that we're not, you know, overstressing them out.
But the recording secretary makes their job easier to get their meetings done and agendas posted and so forth, and then from there, whoever project it is and whatever fund it's coming out of, whether it's the town or the school side, is taking care of the rest of that filings and paperwork and so forth that needs to be done in the phone calls. I mean, that's the appropriate way that it should be done. Whether it's Bill Birch or the superintendent's office or finance department, you know, in our case, it's the highway department, the planner, or the financier. So.
Yeah, I think we just have to have a meeting and sit down, because I have a hard time saying, okay, we're doing these big projects, we're going to add this to your day's work that you're doing.
But that's why, to me, they wanted to create, we created a committee, and the school created a committee to temporarily take off, you know, a portion of the burden on that person's plate, because they want to have that objective perspective from outsiders who may be very knowledgeable. And I mean, just hearing some of the members that you have on the building committee, you know, that's a stellar roster of individuals, and then have them bring everything to that person and say, here you go, here's everything that we have, this is our recommendation, this is our findings, and then they have to go and run with it.
I think that's the way the road we're going down, but like I say, this is second or third meeting. We just needed a second day. Ray was just back. Basically, all we've been doing the last three or four meetings is paying bills.
Right.
You know, not really anything constructive as to, okay, let's plan, let's look at an exit, let's look at this. We haven't done any of that. That's why we're at the stage we got to get a secretary.
We have a recording secretary job description already, because we've hired recently, well, you know, within the past year and change, that we could share.
2 years.
We could share with John and see if there was anything that he wanted in addition, and maybe have a special meeting with the building committee and the school. That would be my recommendation, just.
Well, we'll have to have just what they're going to do, but it still comes down to.
You need a recording secretary.
You need a recording secretary. Yeah. We expect the person to be a recording secretary, and basically, that's what is expected. Doing the recording, filing the minutes, posting them, et cetera, and then from there, then whoever's project it is should be taking care of the rest of the stuff.
I can't say that's the way to go, because you're dumping this onto somebody at the school. So I think you've got to get Dr. Jolin involved with that, making the decisions and say, okay, when this project comes available, you're going to have somebody. I'm going to say, well, just go back past experience. The last time we did these roof projects, we had an architect, and an architect brought everything to the committee. We approved it, and that was the end of it. We didn't go to the Board of Selectmen. We didn't go to the Board of Education. We just did the project.
But before you can go out and hire a architect or whatever, it still has to be approved by the appropriate board.
Yeah,
you have to get the money from the Board of Finance.
That's why I gave you that.
Yeah, and then
gave you that tonight, so we can
Move forward and soliciting for the appropriate for the roof.
Yeah. You need, well, for all our projects actually.
Yeah. Well, you have
all
a general.
All three projects.
Correct.
I listed there.
Yeah. So.
We had gone out or put ads out in the past for our recording secretary. Are we planning on doing the same, or for a recording secretary, a hire?
I know an ad is,
or is it
an ad is $70-odd to put in for the week. So, if the board wants to go out, we can advertise for one. That's
Todd is only throwing that out there just because that's what, when we have a vacancy.
I think they have a candidate who's in place.
And most of the projects are up at the school, so.
They have a candidate in place who's got the job, if I understand it correctly, who they're happy with, spending 10% of the...
She doesn't have the job, it was contingent on the approval of...
Spending roughly 10% of the budget to advertise, sounds a little crazy to me, so.
Yeah, $10.
She's been involved with the paperwork for the last little bill and everything else.
We don't have to.
Unless there's a legal requirement to do that, it sounds like a lot of money to spend for a six-month...
A very small. Okay.
That would be my thought, but...
It's just for this, we only were approved until July?
Yes.
July 1st, the budget.
Okay.
And we'll take that up in our, the end of the month for our budget session, where we're going with that.
So it's Peterson, or Patty's?
Patterson.
Peterson, Danielle? Do we need a motion?
I seen Marie today and get all the paperwork, so she'll be coming back now with all the forms needed. So she'll have everything. Danielle Peterson.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know her, yep. Is that a motion? Do we need a motion?
I'll entertain a motion.
Is that, make a motion that we hire, or is it hire or appoint? Hire, she's getting paid. Hire Danielle Peterson as the recording secretary for the building.
Based on the recommendation of the...
Yeah, based on the recommendation of the committee members. Yeah.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll have a chat with Dr. Jolin tomorrow. Citizens' comments, coming back.
You owe me help.
Mr. Krogel. Mr. Krogel.
Mike Krogel, Walker Drive. Not to kick your dad off that horse, but talking about the committee and things. I understand where John is coming from of wanting to have this recording secretary that is knowledgeable of the subjects going on up at the school, has access to files and everything else. The problem I do have is if they are a building committee, it's my understanding that a committee has to go back and make recommendations to the authoritative leader, in this case, the Board of Ed or the Board of Selectmen. They cannot just go out and hire people or make decisions on their own without the proper approval of the authoritative figure. Otherwise, you end up having the Board of Ed filling your buses or hiring out a bus garage and they have the authority to do such a thing. And it would be an issue down the road if something was to happen and the person that hired says, well, the building committee hired us to do this, and they wouldn't have the authority to do so. My understanding is, it's a committee, not a commission. So everything would have to go back to the authority figure, where it goes to a vote, and then they make the recommendation for the vote to go forward. That's all I have to say.
Anything else? Tax refunds. I make a motion to refund Ford Credit Personal Property Tax, Cab East LLC, $185.40. Cab East LLC, $228.21. Cab East LLC, $176.33. Cab East LLC, $69.96. Nissan Infiniti LT, $266.08. Lori Addington, $31.16. And Pasang Sherpa, $48.14.
Second.
Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Second.
Third.
All in favor? Aye.